Simen, Shin, Tzadik, Zayin. We started already Sif Hei yesterday. Sif Hei is a bit complicated Sif against the rest of today. Sif Hei, Mosra L'Roya. So we learn Shin, Tzadik, Zayin, Sif Hei. We learn every person has an Erev, a Tchum around him. Unless he changes it and he makes a Erev Trumin, so it's from him around him. Two people in the same town, they can make a different Erev Trumin. One can make Erev LeMizor and Erev LeMar. We haven't learned yet how you make it, but whatever. But we know people have, even in one town, have different Erev Trumin. A Keli of a person, his Malbushim, whatever belongs to him, we learn to Sif Gimel, as Kelav or Behemtoy, they all have the Trum of the person. So now we had Sifei. Mosra L'Roya, he has a behemoth, the behemoth's got the same trum as the person. But if you're giving the behemoth away to a roya, then it receives the trum of the roya, because it's like a pikudin, you've given him to look after and everything, so it becomes his, the gabadim, he's not going to shecht, he's going to look after it, but that becomes his, because he becomes a shame on it. Afilu, the chiddush is, Mosra L'Roya, afilu nosan le'biyamtev, even though you gave it on yamtev, so you gave it on yamtev to a single roya, you gave it to a roya. Not to a few, to one roya, and you gave it to him on Yom Tov, but everybody knows we give that roya. You've long been giving that roya, and you always give the roya, especially if there's only one roya in town, is Zichar Zoy. So then, how you karagle a roya? It becomes karagle a roya because you're giving it to the roya. Even though Ben Ashmoshes, it wasn't yet in the by the roya, but you're going to give it. Of Dame Zot Mishabura, on the Sifyud base, as even though the Mechaba is Mashma, even though there's a few Goyim in Shtot, it's already a Shaila. If there's a few Goyim in Shtot, and you give it to the single Goya, Ma Dinoi. But the Reisha is Zichar talking about, you gave it to one Goya. You gave it to one Goya. But if you give it, and there's only one Goya in town, is Zichar, it's his. If you give it, and there's a few Goyim in town, it's not Shaila. Whether you can say that it always was his, about if you give it before Shabbos, it's his, or before Yom Tov. If you give it on Yom Tov itself, whether you do this chiddush of going lemafreya, if there are a few in town. This is a shaila in the first Mishabura. Now, Abba, the Mechaba goes weiter. V'mosra l'shnei royim, if you give it to two royim, how you karagle ba'olem neish loikona echad mehem. If you gave it to two of them, so then it becomes a bit wishy-washy. We don't know whose it is. Is it that one's? Is it this one's? So Mela, it goes back to the Bailim. And it's as if it's not given to them. See, if you give to two Goyim before Shabbos, so then you can also declare, is it now, and you didn't specify which Goya. You gave it to two Goya, so it's like a company. And the two Goyim themselves have different Eruvin. So we've got a choice of three people now. It's either the Baalim, or it's Roya 1, or Roya 2. So, Mechaba state, if you give it to the Royim, you don't know whose it is. How you karag le Baalim? That is Zichar, if you gave it on Shabbos. Because this din, that you go backwards, is only Gezogvon by one Royim, not by two Royim. So if you give it to two Royim on Shabbos, then it'll Zichar not get the din of the Royim, it'll get your din. What happens if you give it to two Royim before Shabbos? You could say that it's also not clear as it stays by the Baalim. Or you could say, oh, you've given it to two Rome, it's got the din of the two Rome. So it does say to Mishabura here, Yud Gimel. So that's what I said. What we learned yesterday was Yud Beis when you give it to one Roya. When you give it to one Roya, there Zichar belongs to the one Roya. When you say it belongs to the one Roya, the Pshat is that even if you gave it on Shabbos, and then we said it's a Shaila, if there's a few in town and you give it specific to one, it's also a Shaila. But now, the Sefer is not talking about you gave it to one Roya. You gave it to two Roya. You give it to two Roya on Shabbos, that's very unclear. It stays yours. You give it to two Roya before Shabbos, at the Mishabura, you give them, they shlei kone echem, and go to Salem, but they go in there, she's kama Roya, ain't dal koi limsa, she bishus alin, and kvin yin shvisa, so the Shatzin adzim, because it's messing up because you don't know tomorrow where you'll want to take it, and then if it's in the rishus if it's in the rishus of the goyim, you'll have problems. It's his. Yeah, no, leave it by me and it's finished. that this din, when it's the few goyim, then you can't, you don't know, even if Lishoni Beni Mosel Shneuim Ev Shabbos Beni Mosel Ember Shabbos, even if you gave it before Shabbos, it's got this din. Aval Rabim Chalkem Azeh, some clicks we showing him, it's really little that this din is only that it's unclear, so you go keep it by yourself if you gave it on Shabbos. But Muslim be Erev Shabbos, ain't enough gemini ben goyim echel lekama goyim, uve kulon hari kurag leho goyim. So if it's one goyim, it's one goyim. If it's two goyim, it'll have to take the chumrah of both goyim. But not yourself. That's the ikar, not yourself. If you give it on Shabbos to two goyim, then it stays by yourself. Ve'im olichon etzel mokim sheshnei goyim yichoyin lehalich. Ochen. In b'shol shemosre lehem, this is all we're talking about when you gave it to two goyim, and you didn't say anything. You said, here it is for both of you. Both look after it. Or you gave it Erev Shabbos and both look after it. On Shabbos, both look after it. It's the Baalim. Erev Shabbos, both look after it. It's the Shaila Baalim or Goyim. Ochein, in Beshul Shemosu Lem, Loi Biru Le'ezimem, Mosu Shmirosu Le'mocha B'Shabbos Biru Shemosu Shemosu Le'echod Mehem. But if you gave it on Erev Shabbos, and you didn't say who you want, so you didn't say for both, you didn't say anything. And then on Shabbos he said one of them, so then you've messed up. How you kurag le'abalim, kim shleibirim erev Shabbos. V'chein in Moser Shneirim Shabbos Kufa, we just learned, Dal Shabbos le'kurag le'abalim, that is the Mechabbos case. But we're saying now that the Mechabbos talking about that you gave it to two goyim. Or, and then we said, Ashai, if you gave it erev Shabbos. Ochen, again, from the Yud Gimel, in Beshur Shemusra Lehem Loibira Le'ezimem Shemusra, so you didn't say clearly which one, and on Shabbos you were Mevara, so then you've messed it up. Then even if you say usually it does belong to two, here, because you didn't say what, then it says Burak Le'abalim. Unless, so the kasha here is, why don't you say Breira? Why don't you say that on Shabbos you and Mavara, which one you want, and it should go backwards? Of Damit the Teretz, because, so Rashi already says that you only say Breira when, Breira is when you say, I'm doing something now and I'm not sure. I'll decide tomorrow. So your decision tomorrow can go backwards. Can we hold the drabon and yesh brego? We'll soon see. So your decision can go backwards. Yeah, but if when you gave it, you didn't even say, I'm going to decide, then you don't say brego backwards. So here, ochein, as it says it, ochein, in b'shol shemosrelem, lebiru le'ezim en shemosrelem, he didn't say which one. And later he said which one. So then, you go back and you say, how you kurag le'abalim. Because there's no brego. So because there's no brera, you don't say it goes to the one you said. Because he didn't say, B'shas Masa, I'm going to decide tomorrow. If he didn't say, I'm going to decide tomorrow, so you just said, here it is. So, if you say, here it is, it should be both. But if you said, here it is, and tomorrow you said one, he says, well, I didn't want both. So you go back to Baalim. Also, it's Mash. Sivov. Sivov is a different din. It's not a goya. Now, here is something talking about that's going to sell. He's going to sell... Shoy shel patam is interesting. Shoy shel patam is a gestopte ganz. It's a stuffed shoy which is very good, which is worth a lot of money, and it will be for sale not just in the market where you sell it in a normal town. People will come from far and wide to buy the shoy shel patam because it's so special. Therefore, there's no halacha, just like we had before about the roya, that he's going to give it unto roya on Shabbos. It gets the for before Shabbos. So we've got the same din by a moicha. A moicha, leave alone shoy shel patam samazoi. A moicha that's going to sell stuff on Shabbos, the stuff that he's going to sell on Yom Tov more, he's probably going to say, he knows people come on Yom Tov in olden times, not everybody could keep things fresh and everything, so he kept it in his fridge or whatever, and then they came on Yom Tov and took it. So when they came on Yom Tov and took it, he already had bedas to sell it to them, and if he sold it to them, so that's mamash like Breira, even Bethlehem Breira. That means he knew already they're going to buy. Like Bezoi, he puts it in their Rishus. So when they buy it on Yom Tov, they can take it into their Erev. Even though he made Erev here, they made Erev there, they can take it into their Erev. Kelu, it's theirs from before Shabbos as well, because he meant to sell it to them. So that is the halacha on every sale. Shali is, the nafkamina is on the sale, who did you expect your customer to be? If you only expected your customer to be from this town, you're selling a normal show. So you expected, a normal show, if I'll sell it. So then, that person, whoever is from this town, he gets it and he takes it to his Erev. Somebody from out of town should come with a total different Erev to be able to come and measure. Mechatesa. So you didn't think about that, it's not counted. Oba Shosha Patam. Shosha Patam, you expect people to come from so you even thought about them. So even if somebody buys it from out of town, he's also got that din. Sivo. Shosha Patam Kugagle Mishalokhil Shachtri Beyontav. Let's say he's already shechted, or he's going to shecht it, and he sells the flesh. Kol echad me'alukhim moylech menosay lemokim shuholech. He can take it to wherever he wants, because he already intended selling it to wherever he wants. Aber shoy siv zayin, shoy shaloya is only kuragle and shoy se'e. Because
no one expected it
to go further than the town. So Mela, even though we said a Moicha is expected already by Nashmoshes, that it shouldn't be in his Rishus, and we allow it to go in the Rishus of the Koina, but only a Koina which he was expect. Very good. Shosha Patam, Shemafatam Shvorim Limcho, Kuragle Mishalokho, Tesvov. He has no expectation to sell it from somewhere from far. You can buy this for him in his town as well. Why does he have to come here? So it's Kuragle Ancho Alpaim Lechoruch. And he personally made a different Erev, it doesn't matter, because he knows it's not going to stay by him. Each one according to what they'll buy. But Ayin Be'alocha, who says, if the Masi didn't sell it, then it would stay in his Rishus. That's part of his Breira. That if I sell it, it'll go to the Moicha, to the Koina. If I don't sell it... And at least the Bialocha says, Shosha Amish will Dafka if he's going to sell it. Somebody that's not even selling, then Avada, you don't see it goes bust of the Koina. But the next, that's the first Bialocha. And the second Bialocha says, if he is selling, then if he didn't sell it, it stays his. But if he does sell it, he's saying also, when it says, Kuragle Ancha Oisei, Haini Imalikech Le'ev Avnakech, that means not just Ancha like the town. Not like his own, he might have made it differently, but like the town. It's not like the town. It's like each person, where he bought it, he can tell it wherever he bought it. But it has to be from this town, unless it's the Shosha Patam, then it can even be from a different town. Siv Ches. Kelim ham yuchodim le'echod me'achim shebebayis ha'yu karaglov. So Kelim ha'utzolema she'ein achim mishtam shebein afa bisha shechelim. I mean, if we're talking about my coat, so obviously my coat is my coat. My shirt, mechatesa, it should have the Erev of my son, of my wife. Mechatesa, it's mine. Now, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about taka, let's say a coat which is communal. A coat which is communal. Now, understand, but lemasa, I use it. Let's say a chair. So chair. So the father sits at a chair. Though maybe that's also taka. It's his chair. It is communal. Anyone can sit on that chair. Happens to have arms. So it's for things. Maybe that's poshut as well. But here in Montreal, we have a chiddush. The bit of a chiddush is avada. It's not mamash his thing. Avada is something which everybody could use, but the master he uses it. That makes it his, because you can have a man and a wife who has different day of trumans. She wanted to go to a shia over there, so she made a Erev this way, to go 2,000 or 4,000 away. She was there, so this way. So it does the din. Kelim chol echad me'abayis miyuchodim. Not like in Siv Gimel that it belongs. It's miyuchodim lechad me'abayis. It's ginuk to make our karaglom. She'ein o miyuchodim, or if it's not miyuchod, ein yuchodim alichem elamukim shkulam yuchodim leilich. Moshe, ich weiß, you've got like a rain hat. I don't know. They've got a drawer of rain hats. They don't belong to anybody. When it rains, somebody takes them. So they'll have the chumrah that if one lady made a thing to go that way, and one lady made a thing to go that way, so you won't be able to take it, only within the two, because that's the din. If you have a town over here, and you make one person makes 2,000 away over there, because he wants to go 4,000 till there, and this one made 2,000 to go over there, let's not say a town, isn't it? Because so you can't take it even one thing that way, one thing that way, because it becomes belonging to both. So that's the, if it belongs to both. Yutes, hamichodim leechod, v'tzalei mesh'ein achim shamshim ben, afa bisheshlen cheli, v'emikonkim chayla lesh, v'yse zeshe mishamshim, v'ein lachim koch lesh, even though it belongs to them, because the master he uses it. Aber, if it's something which all use, shekulem yichoyin leel, afilim echod erev elef ham lemizu shein elen lemarev, v'ein yichoyin leel chazer keli, v'ein yichoyin leel chazer keli, v'ein yichoyin leel chazer keli, v'ein yichoyin leel chazer keli. So you make, there could be 1,000 which is equal between them, wherever it is, however they made it. Siftes, Shnaim Shishalu Choluk. They borrowed a shirt. Zeh Leilech Bei Shachris, Zeh Leilech Bei Arvis. One of them wants to use it in Shachris, one of them, and they both borrowed it. Lo Yelichu Ele Mokem Sheshneim Yecholim Leilech. You can only take it because when it says Shachris and Arvis, Mishwuris Mazbe, it doesn't mean Shachris, let's say 2 days Yom Tov, tomorrow Shachris and the night after Arvis, because if it will be the night after Arvis, you can tack and make two Erevin. Because we hold Shnei Yom Tov Shal Golias, we'll see you can make two different Erevins, there's no problem. Reuven will make for Shachris, and Shimon will make for Arvis. And we're talking about that they took it, Shachris means, because Shachris is first, because Shachris is Leilich Lebeis HaKnesses, and Arvis is Lebeis HaMishta. So that's why it says in the thing, Shachris first. But it means one took it for tonight, and one took it for tomorrow. Mela, and one made Erev that way, or made Erev that way. So it's torn between the two, and it can only go within the area which includes both. And they tack away, he made 2,000 there, which is 4,000 there, then he can't even move, he can't take it. Because it has to stay mamash here, because it's a steward. Because the area which is together is only this amma. Shishnaim shisholi cholot mi boidyoim. By Shaila, even though by selling, you say that if you sell it on Shabbos, it's as if you sold it and you go backwards. But by borrowing, you don't say that. I mean, if you come and borrow, every Shabbos you come and borrow a Gemara off me to go to Dafi Yoyim Ilimoshul, you still don't say that it's in your Rishus, it's still in my Rishus. Because Lamasi only borrowing. 1 week you won't, I'll say you found somewhere else. Selling, I want to give it away. It's different. Yeah. So here, that's why Mishabur says, Shishalu cholot mi boidyoim. Has to be involved in my job. On Yom Tov, even if you always borrow, it doesn't help you. If it's tomorrow night, they can tack and do one there. First Arvis, and then Shachris. If they have differences, Siv Yud. Shnayim shlokhu behema b'shutfus, they bought it b'shutfus, v'shachtur b'yontiv, afa b'shlokhu kolecha menosei hari kola bosa kiragle shneim. Afa b'shlokhu chovyes shal yayin v'cholkur b'yontiv hari kashar kiragle. Now, dosh te achidish. Kiragle shneim, ledomi l'chovyes. So really, obviously you say breira. That means we bought a chovyes together, so we can say breira, even though it's all mixed up in the water, but we say, okay, when we split the chovyas, you take half the wine, I take half the wine on Yom Tov, we say, that was my chelik, that was your chelik, very good. Why don't you say that in a behema? Because in a behema, you're going to cut in half.
Yeah, but not when it's allowed.
Because when it's, even though ben ashmoshes taka, those chalukim were mine, those chalukim were yours, but your chalukim were yoinuk for my chalukim. Mainly, you've got in your chalik a bit of mine as well, and I've got in my chalik a bit of yours as well, and therefore, it doesn't help you. So it has to be kuragle shneim. Kuragle domi lechov is chalik ekalim shindub dobol nyash breiras. Even though we say breira, and take my chalik's mine, your chalik's yours, but you've got a bit of mine. I mean, kol chel shigil echad, how you kill or you boil a mother baby on to be behema, yashalim again. I feel no shivik lech mevion to call a holy bakoch, yoin a kalam chavir, and she's my kinesi, chalim 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 and Mela, it's Kishneim. In a Chov, you say Kiragle, Shchol, Amin, Lachfer, Yon, Tuhu, Kerem, Gen, Shuvizas. You do say Breira, always you say Breira. The Alocha says, if she can be Mekel, but that's the Shitta. You always say Breira. I just thought of a Kasha, I don't know the Teretz. If so, that you say Ba'a Behema, how you call a Busa, Kiragle, Shneim, because you're joining from each other, before we learned, now, if you sell a Behema on Yon, Tuv, Kolecha, Malachim, Moelich, Menosai, how can you do that? It's got Chelik of Yenim. You wanted to ask me, I also just thought of the Kasha. I have to find the doubts. You did.